make sure they have enough.
Okay.
I don't think he needs to get a prepaid.
We had $31 of donations for the breakfast, which was donations. It wasn't something that was required. We're not like McDonald's. We don't intend to make a profit.
Well, here you go. I'm not giving you my last dollar. Keep one.
Here you go. Since you're so delightful, I'll give you my last dollar. But I'm going
to
take it back and put it in the treasury. That's the kind of guy I am.
Give you, let me 100 till my hunchback brother straight.
Yeah. Hell no.
Okay. Anyway, here we go. Good morning, folks. Glad that the one showed that showed. Always remember, there's nothing like an airport to bring you down to earth.
That sounds like scoop for the poop, or how did you say that?
Poop for the scoop.
Poop for the scoop.
Or poop for the group.
Oh, poop for the group.
Did I tell anybody what that initiated that?
Yeah.
It was my dad's bomber's group, anyway, from World War II. I guess we're down to start off with the treasury report. What do you think?
Oh,
smell wood burning.
Yes, you smell wood burning, all right. All right, with all money recently collected, I'm just going to do this today because I don't know what's going to happen next month, so we need to have a positive outlook for today. I want to thank everybody for coming to the breakfast, and our donations for the breakfast has ended up $55. And that's good for the few people that was able to show up on this gloomy day. As far as our Conway National Bank account, 20th of August, balance and checking, $389.57. And due to the fact of Conway's hospitality here at the airport, no overhead, we are blessed with the balance and the checking not to have changed. As far as petty cash goes, petty cash bag has been getting plump. Things are good. 20th of August, cash on hand. We started out with $34. 13th of September, we had a donation towards the fly-in from Larry Vault due to his not being able to show. His brother's having an operation on his knee, I believe, this week. 17th of September, we had donations at the breakfast this morning of $55 I spoke earlier. And that gives us a balance for petty cash today of $109. So we're well on our way to the money needed. Turn us back over to the president.
All right. Well, I think this is starting to happen slowly. We're gaining instead of losing ground. That's wonderful. Dennis is back with us. Nice and healthy now.
Partly.
Considering our mission, we won't go there. Well, we don't have anybody here to help us out as far. I've got some ideas. Schools have started, of course, in Georgetown, Oregon, and everywhere else. We did have some people that were wanting to be involved in that. They're not here, so we can't pursue that. Those of us that are here next month, our dues are due. I'm going to start putting emails out. And don't be surprised if it shows up. If you get 2-3 emails a week, I'm going to start a campaign. People are either going to engage and get involved, or they're going to ask me to quit emailing them. Simple as that. I was brought up to lead, follow, or get out of the way. And so far, we'll leave it at that. Doug wants to still be involved in Young Eagles, so we need to pursue that. I had spoken to a fellow over here at Georgetown Tech that was going to be involved in aviation schooling and turned him on to buildaplane.org to see if he could get into a program to have an airplane project donated to him. here in Horry County. I haven't talked to him again. I don't know where that went. It really comes down to us are planning for a spring fly-in. It's always the same folks that are doing this thing, that engage in it for I don't know how many years prior to my even coming on board. The same people are still doing it. I've got a list of jobs I've put together I think we need if we're going to do it here for this year. And I'm going to put it out on the web, on the emails, and tell people I need these positions filled. Doug has volunteered to Civil Air Patrol. He's got cadets that will step up to the plate. So one of them is going to be handling the cash box. Dwayne here is going to enjoy a fly-in for once and not have to be sitting there and take care of the monies. We're going to need an air boss. We're going to need a ramp marshal, and the ramp marshal in charge of parking the aircraft, and that's going to need a couple of helpers, even if it's just to spare them so they can enjoy a break and not have to be out on the tarmac full time. We're only two meetings away from the flying, this one and our next meeting, and then it's a week and a half, I think, after that, or 2 weeks after that next month's meeting will be the barbecue. Be for the barbecue. So next month, Dwayne and I had talked about a partial dry run, at least to make sure, walk the area, see where we're going to set up, how we're going to present this thing. I think I'll bring my awning in that, and we'll set up our banner again with EAA.
I'll bring my awning.
And
we've got the EAA. We could bring those to
Well,
they're long.
Yeah. We should be able to get people under shade. November, still we have a nice facility here now. This is wonderful. Dwayne and I will still do the sodas and miscellaneous stuff that we have to have. Pig, along with the fixings, Gene Baker's on board. He called me the other day. I think it was last Friday. No, last week. And confirmed November the 5th for the pig and that. The fellow Frank that came in with the CAP from Florence is into marketing. I asked him to get with you because he's going to promote on that side and that too. And he travels all over the northwestern part of the state and that kind of thing. So he might be able to help in that area too. He wants to do what he can to help us. His boy is in, he's a student pilot right now getting ready to solo. So it looks like we can round up tables and chairs without too much issue. But what do you think that I put this on an email and shoot it out to everybody and just say, I need these positions filled.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't hear anything in 2 days, I put it out again, haven't heard anything from anybody, I need these positions filled. And we're going to find out who's going to commit to help being involved with this chapter. As a president and as a person that's been involved here and trying to continue this thing, if you're going to belong to something, then you need to engage it and be involved with it. And so far we're not getting that. That's very apparent. And if it ruffles somebody's feathers, so be it. I'm sorry. But we're trying to get young people in here, get them interested, engaged, get some more building going on, more education going, and it looks like the Civil Air Patrol with Doug and these fellows from Florence and that, they're really excited about the fact that we're here. Mike Marlowe is excited. We can even tap into Lauren, the advertising person for Horry County, that handles the airport advertising, to maybe utilize her for advertising or barbecue. She can get to the TV stations and stuff like that. So we have a tremendous opportunity. I can contact her. I still have her email address. What you guys input on?
We need more pigs.
We need more pigs. Well, we may be able to pull it off. If I called Gene and said, look, we need two pigs.
He usually does a half a pig.
Oh, is that what it is?
No, he does a half.
It was a half?
Mm-hmm. Oh. The last line, out of Green City.
We had extra barbecue, and there was good showing then.
I'm rustling up from my neighbor. You want me to rustle too while I'm doing it?
Just don't get home.
I suggest, though, if you don't get a response from the first email, then pick the people that you want to do what you know, the tasks, mm-hmm. individual tasks, and call them up.
Okay.
See, you can hide behind emails. You can just not respond.
Well, that's exactly what I'm getting.
Okay. That's hiding. Okay? You can't hide from the telephone.
I don't answer the phone either.
A lot of people don't check.
And if the telephone don't work, you go to their house because they got to sleep somewhere. Yeah, so that's third resort.
Show up at supper time, sit down, and don't leave till you get an answer.
I understand life is busy now, and it's a struggle for a lot of folks, and none of us are immune to it.
Yeah. The people that are working are just trying to survive. Everybody I know of is just trying to survive. Yeah. Okay, so. It's rough.
Well?
And you say, well, they're not working on Saturday. Well, you know, the thing is, you work so hard during the week that on Saturday you might want to sleep in or do something that you didn't get to do that weekend. It's tough.
But we all know, and everybody's been in here, it's always been third.
Yeah.
Well, we did change it. And that was not good. We changed it to Sunday there for a while, and it has thrown people off.
And that was an attempt to appease another group, and it didn't work out anyway. So.
Well, here we are at Conway doing the same thing.
What day is the flying in?
November 5th.
November 5th?
Yes, first Saturday of November.
So we're going to be meeting on the 15th.
October.
15th.
I'll do whatever you need on November.
Well, Larry said he'd give his support and to cast a vote towards yes, going forward with the fly-in. He wanted everybody to know he wanted to be here, but his brother was having an operation and he felt like he was obligated to be there. He gave $20 towards the fly-in and his blessing. So I'm sure he'll probably be your ramp marshal, though I can't say for sure.
Well, he also needs to be spelled. He doesn't need to be out there all day.
What was the estimated cost that we're going to need to come up with?
Well, right now, the way I see it, we've got $210, $216 still to come up with to be able to meet let me break this down. Gene Baker's hog usually costs us with the fixings of beans and coleslaw and such. I think $250 is all he's asking for. And minimum beverages, I think, we could get by with would be $60. If you're talking about advertising through other media and such, we're probably going to need to up that a little bit. Usually, actually, we buy around $100 worth of beverages. Just mailing out the flyers for this thing, the postage is $194. I didn't allow anything for printing and manufacturing these trifolds and the little poster cards. That, Dennis, I think we really need to pay him up front if we can.
Yep.
And then on top of it, you need a $200 cash box. And it's hard really to visualize, but I have people coming in first thing with a $100 bill. It's happened to two of the fly-ins that I took money at.
Well, that's pilots.
Well, if they go in with money, I guess you better have one in markets, because I'm just marking it to see if it's legal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Point well taken.
The main thing I want to do is $300 is what? How much additional money do you need to come up with? Is that what you're saying? Around $300?
Around $300 would probably, I'm not really sure. I haven't got an exact money of what the printing's going to cost. I know he gives us a heck of a deal. He did it for free for the last 4 years probably. And all he's ever charged is for postage. But I'm sure he needs to recoup.
No, I don't think it's went up, postage. I think it's the same.
I think postage is the same, but... So you're still going to donate your services?
That's the way I've been doing. I mean, that's part of what I do.
I'm going to contact EAA again. I've submitted a recommendation that they allow us to.
Oh, I have too. I've been talking directly with him. And he said they're discussing it, but that's the same answer I get every year.
You know, I already informed him too as a new chapter president. I don't have a problem receiving EAA emails from
that's what chapters. I told him too. Put me down. Yeah.
That's why I'm in the EAA. How are we supposed to communicate today? And I'm missing these things because we're not communicating that way. And
do you want this advertised through the homeschool again? Homeschool association?
I don't see why not. It's young people.
That's the greatest thing, because that's what this is all about, is the children. Getting some.
I could probably have ours up here again for them to sit in.
Foster surely won't put it out for me.
I might even have the wings on it then. That'd look cool sitting down. Kate make Wayne smile last night.
Yeah, there was a little girl out there, and she's moving there. And that was the greatest thing. The door swung up in just for a minute.
Yep.
And then the next time, it was about, I don't know, 30 minutes later, it opened up, and there was a little boy. He couldn't blow up that high up in that plane. And he's looking around, looking back at the tail. So I remember, I thought, that's cool. That's the best line we've had.
I'm covering my wings now. How you doing on yours? You blind?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not
off the wall.
I'm not going to do it right here.
Okay.
Right now it looks like $211.43 will make our obligations.
Well, that means we're really in great shape.
We're in great shape.
We usually are.
Well, again, I'm going to shoot an email out about our dues are due next month and reiterate on that. And if the people will just pay up their dues, we got it.
We got a lot of people that's on the list that I got as a member. You know, I got a field here called member, and they're false. You know, like Gene Baker. You know, and Riley Carroll.
Non-participating.
Well, I mean, the thing is that at least if they would pay their dues, it'd help. You know,
$20.
In the past years, I look back, an October meeting has averaged between 8 and 9 members pays their dues. That'd be $160, which would put us close, another $50, and we'd meet our mark.
Yeah.
So
we'll make it. Well, we do.
I think if the weather cooperates this year, even if it doesn't, up to the day before, we still have a solid run. It could happen like it did last year, and we'll have no issue. We've got the facility to handle the people. We've got fuel. We've got, you know, if they don't want to eat here, it isn't that far of time to get something to eat. If they, you know, whatever they wanted to do. And I think last spring I had to run some guys down to get fuel for their trikes to get out of here during the spring fly-in. But at least it's close enough. It's, you know, I mean, and it was non-ethanol fuel. So that went well, too. And, of course, now they've also moved into planning for the spring fly-in. That's already taken place, too, now. So they're putting their ducks in a row for that. I wasn't able to make the last meeting. So any suggestions, any input, any ideas that you guys have that we could give this thing a kick in the pants? See if we can get people here. I need your help.
Don't think you're going to get people to come to the administrative meeting.
No. Nobody wants to take care of business.
No.
Well, no one wants to take part in business end of it. They want to be spectators. But we can't do fly-ins without volunteer help. It's the only thing that makes them go. It's the only thing that makes EAA go. At Oshkosh, at Sun and Fun, or any of them. It's the volunteers that drive it.
What's the county going to do for the fly-in?
For spring fly-in?
No. The fall fly-in.
The fall fly-in. This is ours.
Yeah, I understand. But last time I heard, they wanted to participate in it.
Well, that's why I needed to go. I need to get in touch with them, really. and see. Doug is the coach that's connected to him. He's talking about Marley pretty routinely, I believe, and I think everybody has so much, we're so diversified and spread out, but I don't know that we need to vote on anything today, do we? It's just basically a...
Flying insurance is the thing that's an action item.
And see, Scott and Cheryl, I've emailed them, never got a response. They joined, he was the insurance guru.
Well, the problem with I've noticed with him is he uses AOL. And you got to watch how you write him a message because AOL is funky. Okay? I've sent him messages and he can't understand what I'm doing because I use a normal email client.
Do we have his phone number? I do. I'll have to look.
Yes. I'm pretty sure we got it. This is one of the things I want to accomplish today. Try to check this again, you know. Scott, here he is, right here.
Wow.
There's his address, there's his telephone number.
All right, I need to pull that up and print it out. I don't.
What's his last name?
Morrow.
That's right. Somebody knows what's going on.
I just looked in.
So as far as new members, he and Claude are the two. Oh, well, I don't know if I got Doug behind me. I'm way behind.
Doug Floyd?
Doug Floyd, yeah.
Yeah, he's on here.
We got any other new ones?
You got Ron Scott. You got Sam Scott.
Well,
from the last meeting. The last one I was at.
Oh. Yeah.
That's why I want to go over with this with you, because this is fairly accurate, I think.
Oh, actually, I did have a list.
This is on the website.
It's on the website. I can do it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not updated
here. Claude done that?
Yeah, it's all there.
Okay. So, again, you know, anything... Anybody can come up. I mean, if we have to go on a phone calling campaign, who would help me with that? Where we can split this list or something.
Hey, I'll tell you, I'd make the list out and then determine who's the best for it and then call only those people.
Oh, okay.
Unless somebody says no, but usually if you catch them with that.
There's not that many things. I say air boss, it's just somebody to monitor radio, and that's advisory on radio. You don't have a tower operation here. It's just advisory, you know. Our spring flying, even though they had advisory on the radio, people were still doing, for the one runway, it was supposed to be right hand, and they were doing left hand, huh?
Do that, you want somebody to have experience on it.
Right, exactly.
No,
it's got to be somebody with good radio skills. They can talk the talk. So we know that we have CAP, and Doug said that CAP, they're learning leadership in that, so they take orders. They will do what they're asked to do. And so we can actually use those guys in a number of positions. And we don't have to badger any of us old folks. But I think our big thing is dues. We've got to get folks to step up this year a little better on the dues. And we've got that covered.
I'd like to see everybody pay our dues by November meeting because it's impractical and it serves no use whatsoever if you wait until January. We have to declare a membership, and I like to see this chapter looked upon at Oshkosh as something more substantial than five guys sitting on stools at Dunkin' Donuts. And in the past, when you got 30 or 40% of your membership failing to bring their membership in on time, they're not declared as true members. They're only on our list. They're not seen nationally. October is the official time, but like I say, in the past, even back when Tom was up there with the pulpit, and Tom, I tell you, if you didn't do what he asked, you shook in your shoes, because he meant business. And still, he probably didn't have but maybe 9 show up. And since then, it's still been almost the same 8 or 9 that show up and pay their bills in October. And then you've got a few stragglers come in November. And generally, the Christmas party, which is technically too late because most of the forms have already been sent out, that's when a lot of the rest. And then you got some stragglers. You got probably 7 or 8 that come in February, because nobody wants to come out at January meeting sometimes.
Too cold.
But I hope that it gets improved, and it's hard, and I'm struggling myself to pay my national dues right now. So I know it's hard on everybody.
If we had anybody to have an airplane, we could have an official flight to go around to all these people like the guys at Georgetown.
Drop leaflets on their house?
No. Drop in and see them.
I'd be interested in doing that next year.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Wayne, soul emissary.
Yes, yes. I could sit in his lap and drop leaflets out and put them in like that.
You're not supposed to drop anything out.
Somebody dropped a lens off of the camera recently, huh?
Yeah. That's a big hole in somebody's house.
We lost a tailwheel, went through a porch one time, but we didn't realize it until we got home that the tailwheel was missing. 2 years later, I was sitting in somebody's house and looked up on the shelf and said, "That's an interesting artifact." And they didn't know where it came from or exactly what it was used for, and I sure didn't tell them. And ironically, it's my half-brother's half-brother that I was sitting there eating with. So how did that happen? God works in mysterious ways, and I still ain't figured that one out.
We're into this for 30 minutes. I think we pretty much said, anybody have any? Again.
Well, I know the things I've got to do.
And I know what I have to do.
After the meeting, I'm going to go over that list, membership list, with you and Dwayne, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And then that's all I really have. I don't have anything else.
It's like pushing a chain.
So, I need to ask one thing. Now, Claude and Scott just paid their membership.
Jeff, where?
Huh?
Jeff? Was this the boy's name you're talking about?
Don and Sam just paid their membership.
Oh, right.
2 months ago.
Right. Yeah. Well, Claude Day paid not...
Well, see, there's dates on that. If you fold it out, it's the date that they paid is listed there. Then you can think of that as a big, long, wide sheet.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? So to tear that staple out right there and then lay the two pieces of paper side by side, horizontally.
I got you. Well, what I'm saying is, are we considering them paid up for 12?
Yeah, they've only 11 to 12. They've only done
the only way I know to do it, they paid early.
It's either that or you got to prorate it somehow.
Yeah, and we can't. We're not set up to do that.
Well, it's only been a month, and they paid their March.
$20.
Yeah, no, but if they paid a month or two ago and then do it again, it might.
No, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to credit them for until 2012. I can't do those decisions on my own.
So recent members who just recently joined are excluded from paying the dues for this coming year?
Yes.
Within the last 3 months, they get 6 months. I mean,
and that includes Scott Morrow, Claude Day, Scott.
Okay, well, prorating it is a very simple thing.
Don.
It's $1.67 a month. That's what it is. Okay. All right. So just look at the number a month.
But I say we waive that. I say we waive that. We're so happy to have people on board that I wish we could pay for their dues.
Oh, I do too.
Matter
of fact, is that what we need to do, is pay everybody's dues and maybe they'll show?
I think Bill should.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Deepak is just buying my RV. I didn't get a chance to finish my thought here. I was going to recommend.
He bought a new RV?
Yes, he did.
That wasn't mine. Went to Camping World right out of the blue.
Man, what happened to all my pictures?
I have them. Oh.
We currently sell them immediately. Destroy that picture. I'll tell you the story behind it when we adjourn the meeting. Real interesting.
Good one. Well, why don't we do that? Because I think we have.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting as president.
I'll second.
There it is. Done deal. Story. The story is.